How much is that doggy in the window?
Too much. Too much.
The one with the white.
Oh, it's so
never
cute.
Too much, Bruce. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You pick up a pet, you buy a pet, and I get my dogs from, I rescue them, and there's
that's
the
right.
fee that helps to cover the cost and
sure.
stuff like that. But that's just the very beginning of everything, and you just have to have an investment, and they're your pets. You do what you can for them. And that's why we've got on the line with us this morning Charlotte Reed, our favorite pet trendologist. She is at the Global Pet Expo. Charlotte, where is this taking place?
Yeah, it's taking place in Orlando, Orange County Convention Center. So I'm in sunny or orangey Orlando, Florida.
And the Global Pet Expo brings people from, I guess, around the world, and all they want to show you is all the things to do with pets, right?
Well, it's an amazing trade show. It's one of the largest ones in North America, and it brings pet manufacturers from all over the world to the United States. So it's kind of like you've died and gone to doggy and kitty heaven, because there's so much food, treats, and toys and everything else you can imagine.
Does technology work its way into pet trends these days? It seems that, you know, it gets into our car, gets into everything we have. Do you see a lot of that happening?
Well, absolutely. I mean, for example, I wear my Fitbit every single day. I mean, I hate to even take it off and charge it. And my dog has a Fit Bark, so it kind of measures his activity, his sleeping patterns, too. There's also ways you can check in with your pet during the day with a camera. There's one called the Pet Cube, where you can actually, you know, from your office or from your anchor desk or radio desk, check in with your pet and even play a laser pointer with him. And actually, Pet Cube is doing some interesting things. They're using their technology to help pets get adopted at local San Francisco-based shelters. So I always like talking about that particular product because they do a lot of, you know, good cause-related marketing. And then, there are other various cameras. There's a camera that you can actually, if your pet's sitting on the couch, you can see what he's doing during the day. And then you can reward him with a pet treat that'll pop right out of the camera device.
So you're rewarding your pet. I'm just waiting.
See, Bruce, you don't even need to be home.
No, I need. Well, see, what happens is my pets have been rewarding themselves when I'm not home, and I don't know which of my four dogs is actually being able to get the bag of bagels and take it into the living room. So I may need to get this camera just to find out what's going on, because some of the times, you have different issues with your pet, and you're never quite sure. Sometimes I'm not. Which one is the one that's responsible? This can save you a lot of headaches, I guess.
Well, I mean, I guarantee if you get that treat cam and you call your dog Fido and he hears the click and the little one-inch treat pops out, he'll be sitting by that camera all day long.
Wow. Being on the radio, I just put my station on at home and I can actually, at the moment, address my animals using the 1,000 watts of the station that I have here.
So that's what's going on during the morning show.
Right here as well. We're again talking to Charlotte Reed, who is at the Global Pet Expo. What other things do you see there that are really exciting this year?
Well, I was really excited about this. Now, imagine a litter box. It's just kind of a gross thought that pops into your head. Now, just imagine it with like bright orange, pink, and neon-colored litter.
At the beginning, or is that the time when it says it's time to change?
Well, that's
it?
It's when it's nice and fresh.
Oh, okay. Well,
so it was so funny because the manufacturer showed it in a box, but like a design. So I thought that was kind of cool. One was like a nice little sunnyscape, and one looked like a beach. But it was really, really cool. I mean, neon litter, like you can match your wallpaper.
That looks.
So I thought that was kind of neat.
That's like the rocks I used to put in my aquarium when you used to kind of mix
Absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely, but now it can be in your litter box.
Now, how good is that litter? That's the key. How good is some of this
stuff? Well, it's silica litter. It's not clay, and it's not any of the all-natural substances. Silica does tend to work better on the odor, but it's not necessarily the best for the environment. But it does cut down the odors. So a lot of people who have multiple cat households use silica litter.
And when you're out there looking at some of these things, safety for your pets and everything also a top priority to a lot of folks?
Yeah, I mean, safety is definitely a top priority. I mean, some of the cameras even adjust the temperature settings in your house. So, I mean, or you can actually, some of the products that you can use, I mean, for example, I was in CES earlier this year, the Computer Electronics Show, and that's not obviously for pets, but one of the things that I fell in love with was the $59 LifeX bulbs, which actually allow you to change the lighting scheme in your house. And especially during the winter time, you can actually create more of a daylight because, as you know, when the winter comes, we tend to get a little bit more depressed with the weather having less light hours. So for me, if I'm out, I can use my phone to create maybe a warmer, softer light. So in my house, it stays lighter longer for the pets because lights, like people, pets are light sensitive. So those are kind of, you know, some interesting things. There was a lot more vitamins and supplements. A lot of the things that we see as pets get older, a lot of joint health, a lot of skin and coat supplements, big push for omega fatty acids for skin and coat, for heart health. So those seem to not be slowing down. We tend to see less, for example, multivitamins for pets, but we see more of those specific ailments. And the diets. People are always making dog food and licensing. So, for example, Miranda Lambert is in the pet business now.
Oh, wow. Really? So,
yeah.
Do we trust her pet food? I don't know how.
Well, know. She's not making pet food like Rachel Ray, but she's doing a line of pet products with Petmate. They did like country chic beds and toys. Oh, and the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, they also have a line of pet products and T-shirts and beds. So your dog could wrestle around.
I guess so.
Charlotte, some of these things sound like they might be a little pricey. Any good ideas for discounts or other kinds of incentives out there?
Well, you know, obviously we always tell people to buy bulk and use coupons. But, you know, one of the great things that I always like to tell people is a lot of times the manufacturers, if you like a specific manufacturer or you see something in a store, write it down. Because these days a lot of manufacturers sell their products off of their website. If you like a manufacturer, go to Facebook because most of them have Facebook pages. They do costumes and promotions and have coupons listed. The other thing is hop on a Twitter party. And a Twitter party basically is a conversation on the Twitterverse with a specific hashtag. I just did one last night from Global Pet Expo and gave tons of products away. I do them monthly. I have one coming up on March 25th at 1 p.m. about Easter. But a lot of the manufacturers are doing Twitter parties and other promotions. You know, send in a picture. You could win, you know, a basket at $500, $1,000, $100 worth of coupons or prizes. So that's always a great way. And, you know, sweepstaking is really, really big. Believe it or not, some of these moms have it all hands down. I mean, whether it's pet products or boilers or trips, social media has really encouraged people, brands, to start conversations so that consumers can learn more about them.
Speaking of Easter, springtime, two things related to that. Easter, I told Craig before he went on the air, my Easter tip is to put your Easter basket up high so you don't have any of those chocolates.
I like that tip a lot. Yeah. I mean, believe it or not, the ASPCA gets about 200 times as many phone calls because pets get into not only the chocolate, but they get into the candy. And these days, a lot of parents are looking for sugar substitutes. So they go with candy and other products like peanut butter that are made with xylitol, which can be deadly. So keep those Easter baskets up high. Keep the pets away, not only from the chocolate and the candy, but from that plastic Easter grass. Yeah. I tell people, go with paper.
Yeah, I like that.
Go with paper.
Yeah, very good. And, of course, in the springtime, it gets kind of muddy. Any tips for when you got that muddy dog coming into your house? Have you seen anything there? Maybe there's a
You know, it's always a good idea, I think, to have a handheld shower in one of your bathrooms. Because a handheld shower is really great because it's one of those things that you can actually put your pet in the tub really quick and hose down his legs. So you don't have to give him a full bath and then just have a towel. But the most important thing is when they're young, get them used to getting in the bathtub.
Getting in so they can enjoy and make it a fun experience.
And, yeah, treat them while they're in there so it's like a pleasurable experience and a great way for you guys to spend time together, even if it is getting a bath.
One thing before we let you go, any interesting toys or crazy things you see related to toys for pets out there?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. There's a lot of crossover. So one of these robot companies, I think it's called Hatrix, had a motorized mouse that you have a remote control for, and I thought that was really, really kind of cool. They also made a fish tank. So if you wanted a pet but didn't really want a live one, they have a robotic fish in a tank of a glass of water. So it's like a little small bowl, and the fish will move around for 5 minutes and stop. And if you want them to move again, you just hit the glass.
Wow.
So. And I thought that was great. I would love to have a fish tank, but I mean, with five dogs and a cat, the cleaning of the tank alone just keeps me out of that mix.
It's just adding another pet to entertain another pet.
It's adding more chores and more money.
Absolutely. Yeah. Charlotte Reed, our guest this morning. If people want to find out more about the Global Pet Expo or what you're up to, where's a good place for them to check out?
Sure. You can tell people to go to my website. It's charlottereed.com. They can sign up for my newsletter. And really, they can, if they have any questions, find me on social media at Charlotte Reed, or write to me at char@charlottereed.com. And Charlotte's just like North Carolina, and Reed has two E's.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.